Our writing staff and the folks over there in the Granbury home office came up with this, our Tuesday morning top 10. It is the top 10 reasons that the NFR is happier being in Texas. I'm not going to say they're happier, necessarily, but we do know that they're happy being in Texas instead of Vegas. I mean, there's numerous things. I know the contestants you mentioned yesterday, many of them live here. It's a short travel distance.
They don't have to travel as
far. They're loving that, yeah. Even though along the way you could see a monolith, you never know. I understand. But yeah, short travel. It's nice. You got the beautiful new ballpark. The restrictions out there in Vegas. The Bulls were having to wear masks over there in Vegas. So there's a lot of things. But here we are, the top 10 reasons that the National Finals Rodeo, exactly, is happier being in Texas. Yeah, the barrels that the barrel racers were having to use actually just fell off the truck on the way to Area 51 one time. It was kind of weird out there. Number 10. Well, Chris Angel just kept making the Bulls disappear every single year. That was really tough.
Number nine,
the rodeo clowns no longer have to live with the constant daily threat of possibly being called in to sub for one of the Blue Man Group. That would be just
awesome. Number eight. Yeah.
Nobody likes the Blue Man.
Number eight.
Reason NFR is happier being in Texas than Vegas. Well, now instead of just putting money on the Dallas Cowboys to lose, you can actually walk across the street and go see the Dallas Cowboys lose. See right there.
Number seven.
Well, Vegas, of course, has Elvis. Yeah, but we have him playing shortstop. At least for now.
Number six.
Reason the NFR is happier being here in Texas. You know why? Because the Nevada Gaming Commission refuses to consider Will It Float a legitimate game of chance worth wagering on. We had talks with the Sahara, but evidently they imploded six years ago.
What is up with that?
I don't know. Will It Float, by the way, every single Thursday. And a very special holiday Christmas Will It Float coming up this Thursday straight up at 8.
Very exciting.
Number five,
reason the NFR loves being here in Texas. Face it, nobody in Nevada knows how to correctly use the word y'all, okay? And don't get me started on howdy. And for that matter, in fairness, nor do we know how to say Nevada or Nevada or who cares.
Number four.
Or Navarro.
Number four.
Inside joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Number four.
Reason the NFR loves being here. Well, the term making the short go means something totally different when you say it on the Vegas Strip. That's just...
Number three.
I don't know what that means, but...
Number three.
Well, it avoids the horrible mix-up. Actually, this happened 3 years ago when the Cirque du Soleil performers showed up at the rodeo and the rodeo clown showed up at the Cirque. So you had Cirque du Stampede and... Well, the rodeo clowns had it tough. They had it the worst. Goodness gracious. I mean, they had Cher stealing their makeup all the time. It was horrible. What are we at?
Number three.
No, we're not. We're at number two.
Number two.
Speaking of, the bullfighters were really starting to complain of having to fend off Celine Dion every single night. It was really scary. Oh, no. It's the Celine Bowl. No!
Go ahead.
No. All right, here we go. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, the number one reason that the NFR is happier being in the Lone Star State instead of Vegas. Well, considering how long it took them to figure out who won the election in Nevada, thanks, we'll take it when it comes to crowning champions here. Ladies and gentlemen, your Tuesday morning top 10. We go to Baltimore next and talk to Jerry.
KB and Marley, waking up with Real Country Hank FM.